Hello, can you hear me? I'm assuming you can. Can the people in those who are in Zoom, can you type in the chat if you cannot hear my voice? Okay. So I see no messages in the chat, so I assume you can see and hear me. So welcome everyone. Congratulations for making it in this cold, hopefully without losing any toes. Good morning. And I will introduce myself a bit later, but first off, I would like to give the floor to Heta, if she is ready for some welcoming words. Thank you, Heta.
Hello, everybody. I hope my mascara isn't completely ruined. Sometimes living in Finland is ex exactly like this. So you overestimate your walking speed and then you're all sweaty and come a bit late. But my apologies. My name is Heta Koski and I work at the Student and Academic Services at the University of Jyväskylä as the head of services for student admission, internationalization, and doctoral studies. And it's my pleasure today to welcome you all to University of Jyväskylä. Is it here where you move this forward? So first a few words about Jyväskylä as a city. As we say and believe, this is the best place to study in Finland. We're the seventh largest city in Finland, and the population with an immigrant background increases from year to year. We don't have that much people with different backgrounds here in central Finland, but it's increasing, and we're happy about it. We are a student city. We have a long tradition of higher education. So most likely every third person you meet here in Jyväskylä is likely to be a student, and also one in three residents holds a higher education degree. We're big enough yet small enough, so we have all the services you need in your daily life, but the distances are small. We are a cyclable city. Everything is near. The reason for me being late today was that I felt that it was a bit too cold to take a bike as I usually do, and then I overestimated my walking speed, so I wasn't as fast as I'm usually getting to work. But usually, if it's not minus 20, it's a cyclable city year round. We have a wide range of activities for all interests. We do say that we're the capital of sport in Finland, and we also have a large variety of cultural activities here in Jyväskylä, museums, concerts, you name it. And also, if you've already been here a few days, you've seen the beautiful nature beginning on your doorstep. So lakes, forests, hills within a walking distance of the city center. Then about our university. We just celebrated our 160th anniversary last year because the University of Jyväskylä has its origins in the first Finnish-speaking teacher training college that was founded in 1863. We do have a wide degree program selection, a very multidisciplinary university. So we have a history, 160 years of teacher training, 88 years as a higher education institution, and 60 years of physical education teacher training. As I said, we are a multidisciplinary university. We have six faculties, and then also the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, MOVI, which comes from the Finnish name of the center. MOVI provides also language and communication courses free of charge for our students. And it's worth it to mention that the Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences is the only one of its kind in Finland. We have beautiful campuses. We are here now at the Seminaarinmäki campus, which is the oldest and the most traditional. This is where we're all started. Then we also have Mattilaniemi campus by the lake, and on the next on the other side of the lake, we have the Ylistö campus, and we also have the Ruusupuisto building, which is between the Seminaarinmäki and Mattilaniemi campuses. The architecture of our campuses is widely recognized, and we also received the European Heritage Label for the significance of the Finnish and European education system as a basis for equal and democratic society. And we have very famous architects that have designed these buildings. Also, the refurbishment of our university library in 2022 got the Finlandia Prize for Architecture. So that is a very, very nice building to visit also, and hopefully you get to spend a lot of time there studying and meeting friends. The University of Jyväskylä is also a member of this European University Network called FORTHEM Alliance, which is a network of 9 institutions across Europe. So when you're a student in University of Jyväskylä, you're not only student in JYU, you are also part of this FORTHEM network, and get to enjoy the opportunities that the FORTHEM Alliance provides. You are going to hear more about the services that we provide for international students, but here are listed a few of them, which you will hear more later on. So I hope you already get to enjoy the arrival services and meeting your tutors, which are peer students. I guess some of at least have. I'm looking at Elisa here that. And if you have not, that'll be soon in your program. The orientation program starts today. I hope you have time to participate all the events. But don't worry, there will be a lot of information poured to you, and it's not you don't have to remember everything by heart. There will be people who you can ask and you can turn to if you don't remember everything. So don't worry, just listen and enjoy. Student life concept at the University of Jyväskylä is an umbrella concept to promote the overall well-being of students inside and outside the classroom. So we know that sometimes life happens, not everything goes as it's planned. So we hope that if there's something, some kind of support that you need during your studies, you will find services and help and support from our student life services. So don't hesitate to ask and turn towards the staff in faculty or in the Student and Academic Services. But the most important message from me to you is that during your time here at JYU, we hope that you make the most of your time. So set some goals. Think about what you want to achieve during your stay. Be open-minded. Try to get to know some Finnish students as well. We have occasions and events where you can meet people. and get involved in the student activities, be active, and do not hesitate to ask for help. I firmly believe that you have come, when you come here for the spring semester, you get the best parts of Finland. So you come here now in the middle of the real winter. It's cold, it's dark, but as we move on towards the spring, it starts getting more light, more sun, warmer, and you get the best of the Finnish weather and the natural cycles. On my behalf, I welcome you all. Tervetuloa in Finnish, and I hope you enjoy your stay in Jyväskylä and the University of Jyväskylä. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Heta. Now we can continue with some practical information, and I think it should.